Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com.
Hey, this is Spooky Boo. The following story is one of the original stories I made for YouTube. Since I no longer have the text for the story, I'm using the audio from the YouTube video, and it might sound a little bit different than my normal podcast, but do enjoy.
I've always wondered about my neighbor. She's kind of weird. She never talks, never smiles, but every Christmas, she leaves a handmade doll on the porches of all of the little girls between the ages of 2 to 6 in the neighborhood. No one has ever had the guts to ask why she does it. She's creepy and old. I guess she is probably in her 80s, long gray hair and beady blue eyes. She is almost devoid of any pigment in her skin except for a few spots that are probably age spots. No one ever dares to ask, but when she left one for my little sister, I had to ask. The doll was beautiful, obviously handmade, and a wonderful work of art. She must have taken a lot of time to make it, yet no one even thanked her. I had to do it, yet now I wonder if I should have. I knocked on her door twice while waiting for her. I looked into the window, and it looked dark inside. There was no electricity on, just candles. There were a few cobwebs up near the vaulted ceiling, but the place was pretty clean. I knocked again, and when I was just about to go, the door opened. She looked at me with her bloodshot eyes and beady blue irises. A smile blossomed across her thin, pale lips. "Yes?" I just wanted to thank you for the doll. It's beautiful," I managed to say between trembling words. "You're welcome, my dear, but it wasn't meant for you. It was meant for your little sister." "I know. She is too young to come thank you herself. I'm just wondering why you do this when people are so rude to you." "Come on in. I will tell you a story." She opened the door and grabbed my hand. I took a deep breath. My mother always told me to be kind to the elderly, and since they knew where I was going, I guess it was okay. She didn't look too dangerous, just weak and a little helpless. I stepped inside, and she offered me a seat on an old couch. With the door shut, the room darkened considerably. The old woman lit a few more candles and a wick on a kerosene lamp. She disappeared for a moment, and my heart raced. When she came back, she had a tea set. It rattled as she put it down. "Let the tea steep for a moment. Do you like sugar?"
Yeah, I do. Thanks."
The old woman took a deep breath and became very serious. "Back when I was your age, my parents owned this house. It was years and years ago. The houses you live in were the only houses around. There was a small market and a butcher where the house on the big corner is now. My sister and I would go and get candy there every day. One day a girl went missing. She was about my sister's age, and no one ever found her. We figured she had gotten lost in the forest for all we knew each other, and no one had seen her. A few months later, another girl went missing, and then another. They were all around 6 years old. People started locking their homes every night, which is something we never did. No one would come out anymore. All of the parents kept their children inside. It was weeks before any children went missing again. The police could find no clues about the kids disappearing, but we were all so scared. The school almost shut down because parents no longer allowed their children to go to school and started homeschooling their kids. Then one night, I heard a rattle at our bedroom window. My sister was sleeping across the room in her bed, and I was still awake, thinking about a school project. I wanted to stay up a little bit longer. At first, I thought it might be the tree branch scraping above the window, but it wasn't windy at all. I was frozen, scared. I didn't want to move. I couldn't move. Gloved hands pushed the window up, and a woman with long black hair and black clothes crawled through. She covered my face with her hand while sitting on my chest and quietly sang a lullaby. I kicked at her and tried to scream, but she was really strong. She sat there until I passed out. Within a few moments of not being able to breathe, I did pass out. When I awoke, my sister was gone. I rushed out of bed into the kitchen and then the living room. She wasn't anywhere. I ran into my parents' room crying. My dad was gone and Mom was still asleep. I shook her. "Mother, Mother," I cried out. It was really still early in the morning. When she woke up, I told her what had happened. We went down to the sheriff's office and filed a report. My description of the woman helped them find the old hag who took my sister. She lived in an old shack up on the hill. Some people claim that she was crazy, and some said she was just old kin. I knew that night she was crazy. We didn't have the FBI then and the police you have now. We only had our sheriff. He put together a posse, which included my father, who had come home from work to help, and they went up to the old woman's house. My father later told me she was there, sitting in her living room, making something out of leather. As she stitched and watched the men enter her home, she just smiled at them with the snarled lips and rotten teeth. They searched the whole house and found nothing except for a garbage can full of leather straps. One of the men emptied it on the floor. "Oh my God," he cried as he fell to his knees. The leather buried inside the bucket wasn't just leather straps. There were leather masks made from the faces of the children. Too many to fathom. He vomited in the kitchen sink as he stood up, and the sheriff handcuffed her. Before even making it out to his car, there was a gunshot, and the old hag crumpled to the ground with a bloody, curdling screech. Some say justice was served. They didn't even bury her. They just let the coyotes have her body. Except for the leather masks and some bone meal by her rose garden, there was no other trace of the bodies anywhere. People don't talk about what happened and fear the old hag's ghost will come around again. I know I've heard screeches from the old cave, so every year I remember the children by giving replica dolls to all of the little ones. Maybe it will comfort them in the dark when the old hag screams.